Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, Understanding Mystery.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered around him so that he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land. And he taught them at length in parables. And in the course of his instruction, he said to them, "Hear this. A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. He added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." And when he was alone, those present along with the 12 questioned him about the parables. He answered them, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside, everything comes in parables, so that they may look and see, but not perceive, and hear and listen, but not understand, in order that they may not be converted and forgiven." Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown on them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, who, when they hear the word, receive it at once with joy. But they have no roots. They last only for a time. Then, when tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Those sown among the thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30 and 60 and 100-fold. Allow me for emphasis. And in the course of his instruction, he said to them, "Hear this. The mystery of the reign of God has been granted to you. Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of them? The sower sows the word." The word. From Greek logos, sometimes given the definition of rational divine intelligence. The logos sown in this parable may not seem so rational by our standards. In fact, by conventional norms, we may also question intelligences at work. However, divine is not so easily argued or dismissed For after all, we are sitting at Jesus' feet as we listen to him say, the sower sows the word. And where is the word being sown? On the path, on rocky ground, among thorns, in the rich soil. Such is the mystery of God, is it not? As Jesus reminds us today that the mystery of God is granted to us, he is not saying the answer to the mystery is granted. Rather, the understanding of the mystery is granted. An element of faith, perhaps, understanding. Understanding, in my experience, is not the same as arriving at an answer. It is less about knowing the why in black and white terms than it is arriving at a recognition of the complexity of a context. A complexity of context that compels my respect, draws forth honor, and humbles me into a wordless compassion where I can move over and let God be God. Understanding the mystery of the reign of God in this parable could mean glimpsing divine rationality and intelligence as it becomes one with the trodden path, the rocky ground, the thorny weeds, and the rich soil. As we watch the seed of word drift down, our ears begin to hear how word longs to be one with us. Our hearing becomes clearer and clearer as we too hear what God hears, the cries of those trodden underfoot on the path of prosperity and progress, the gasp of last breath being choked by the grip of systemic racism, the very rocks crying out from Earth's own pain, all while rising behind and among is this symphonic strain of promise and possibility sounding from the rich soil, a soil that hears and accepts the mystery of the Word. The Word who, though in the form of God, did not deem equality with God something to be grasped. Today, with our ears listening, so to hear, perhaps we will accept an understanding of mystery that is less about having the answer, less than knowing the why and the how, and more about offering who we are in understanding to the complex context of all whom we meet today. And perhaps we will offer them a wordless compassion.